At the top of seven, Colton Underwood. I almost feel like we should do that first because that's breaking.
I just read it.
So let's do that. Well, wait a minute. I'll just play the whole thing. This just happened moments ago on GMA.
Yes.
Colton Underwood, former Bachelor star, sat down with Robin Roberts. The clip speaks for itself. We're going to do this right now. I'll play this in its entirety.
Colton, thank you for this opportunity to sit down with you. Is there something that you want people to know? So can you tell us what you is on your heart that you want to share?
Yeah. Obviously, like, this year's been a lot for a lot of people. And it's probably made a lot of people look themselves in the mirror and figure out who they are and what they've been running from or what they've been putting off in their lives. And for me, I've ran from myself for a long time. I've hated myself for a long time, and I'm gay, and I came to terms with that earlier this year and have been processing it. And the next step in all of this was sort of letting people know. I'm still nervous, but yeah, it's been a journey for sure.
Through the nerves, I can see the joy. I can see the relief.
I mean, I'm emotional, but I'm emotional in like such a good, happy, positive way. I'm like the happiest and healthiest I've ever been in my life, and that means the world to me. And yeah.
What was that moment like for you that gave you the courage to speak your truth as you are today?
I got into a place for me in my personal life that was dark and bad, and I can list a bunch of different things, but they'd all be excuses. But I think overall the reason why now is because I got to a place where I didn't think I was ever going to share this. I would have rather died than say I'm gay. And I think that was sort of my wake-up call.
Did you ever think about harming yourself?
Yeah. There was a moment in LA that I woke up and I didn't think I was going to wake up. I didn't have the intentions of waking up, and I did. And I think for me, that was like my wake-up call of like, this is your life.
Colton Underwood on GMA moments ago to Robin Roberts revealing that he is gay. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. He's a former NFL player, so, you know, was in a manly sport. And
on The Bachelor.
And he was the Bachelor.
Yep.
I mean, and I think you called this, Jason. I just want to say that.
Yeah, and I'm you know, there's no dance. I'm not going to make a pithy or joking comment about it because, you know, I, as a gay man that came out, you know, this is a, I hate the word journey, but this is a process that everybody should do at their own time. Today, I choose to celebrate the fact that for the two reasons that Alexis and Dawn just mentioned, I am as confident as I am sitting here. I know that man coming out and speaking his truth, there will be a young guy trapped in the same situation that will maybe feel a little bit safer to come out. And that's the honest to God truth. There is a, and I'm using stereotypes here, but Colton was kind of living a stereotype, so I feel it's all right. There is a football playing, jock looking, jock acting, girl dating guy in Mississippi right now, Arkansas, Indiana, Minnesota, that will watch Colton and the courage that he had, that might feel a little bit better about speaking their truth. And that is what I'm celebrating today with Colton. Yeah, it's a big deal.
I'm so nervous. Oh my gosh. Because people thought there were reports yesterday that said, you know, they teased that he's going to reveal something very personal. And everybody thought he was going to talk about the restraining order he had that Cassie, his ex-girlfriend from The Bachelor, put on him. You know, he was stalking her. He went to her parents' house. He was tracking her car. Remember that?
Yeah.
Whole business. It went on for a couple of years. You know, it was all in 2020 and 2019. And people thought he was going to talk about that. So this is a big shock.
Yeah. And then in a way, not. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And,
yeah, and makes sense.
And I want to be clear, I'm not excusing, because I we're going to wait to hear what he has to say about that. But I will tell you sometimes, and I can speak to one of my lifelong friends, Jason Diener. You know, when you are so full of self-hatred, as Colton had described there, it comes out sideways. It comes out, and again, I want to say this. I'm not even connecting this to what he did with that young lady. But I am saying that sometimes, you know, like Diener, instead of realizing his truth, he beat the hell out of me. Because mm-hmm. I was like a mirror in his face.
Yeah.
I mean, he tormented me. And then it was only years later when we became best friends, and he told me he was gay. He said the reason he beat me up and tormented me daily was because I was a reminder of his truth that he wasn't ready to face. So
that happens so often, Gene.
So often, right. Lex. So often.
Same thing happened to my brother in high school. The biggest bully of him came out. And actually, he admitted that he had a crush on my brother, and that's how it kind of came out, and he couldn't express it or anything, so, but yeah, I mean, he really tormented him, so you're right, things come out, not just that you're hiding something about your sexuality, but in lots of different ways, it's so relatable, and this is just an awesome step, and you're right, this just changes not only his life, because he can live his truth,
yes, absolutely,
but also be an example for others.
Yep. Very much so. So you can see that full clip on GMA on their Twitter account right now to search for Good Morning America.